The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Welcome into Texans Extra Points. Hope you're having a fantastic Saturday, and hope you had a great Thanksgiving as well. Can you believe it? It's Christmas season. I can't. I'm Drew Doherty. I'm your host. This is Christy Reakin of the Associated Press and the author of the new book, Megawatt, about J.J. Watt's surge to greatness. Also, D.P. Sidhu of HoustonTexans.com, Texans Radio, Texans TV. Great to have both of you with us. Can't wait to talk about everything going on in Texans land. But first, let's get some quick hits out of the way and find out what happened this week in Houston Texans land. Brian Hoyer had missed the last game in a quarter because of a concussion he suffered on Monday Night Football in Cincinnati. Well, he's back, returned to the practice field on Wednesday, needless to say, glad to be back out there and focused on the New Orleans Saints.
It was awesome. I think getting back out there with the guys, especially after watching the game the other day, it was exciting. And to get back out there, be a part of the team again was definitely feels good.
The other quarterback tomorrow is a great one. So great, in fact, that he might wind up in Canton one day in the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame. Drew Brees having a fantastic season, and the Texans know their hands are full.
He's going to compete every single play. He's going to find a way. He's going to do whatever it takes to help his team win. He's got a great arm, and he finds a way to get the ball to every one of his weapons. He distributes the ball very well.
Another guy jumping back into the fray is Kareem Jackson. The cornerback has missed the last few games with an injury of his own, but he, too, returned to practice this week and is glad to be back with a defense that has performed incredibly well over the last month.
Like I said, those guys, have been doing a great job. I just want to come back, just fit in where I can fit in and, continue to help these guys, go out and, get wins on Sunday.
All right, those are some key stories from the week that was in Houston Texans football. And tomorrow the Saints come to town and they're going to face a Houston Texans defense that for the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we've heard the word energy bandied about with these guys. Now, energy has been different, but what have you seen over the last month or so that the Texans are doing better defensively?
I really like the emergence of Whitney Mercilus. I mean, he's always been a good player, but I think he's really taken it up a notch in the last 3 weeks, and I think that's one of the reasons why they've been playing much better.
What about you, DP?
Takeaways, I think, have been key in the last three wins. 7 takeaways versus 2 giveaways, and that's really where they were struggling early on. So especially the way that they've come in the last few games, towards the end of the game in the last drive or two, that's really cinched the game for the Texans. And I'd like to see them continue with the turnover differential leaning in the right direction moving forward.
Yeah, about a month or so ago, the Texans were about -9, -10, and at the very bottom of the NFL in turnover differential, which is takeaways versus turnovers. Now they're at 0, and they're tied for 14th. Funny how that works out. You're middle of the league when you don't have more turnovers and takeaways and vice versa. They've done well in that regard as far as climbing back up. They've tackled better, too. Have you guys noticed that as well?
Yeah, they've. If you go back to that Miami game, obviously no one really wants to talk about that because the tackling was abysmal.
Yeah.
But since then, I think they've really shored it up. And I don't know if it's really like maybe a few different players that are getting in there now, or if it's just that everyone made a conscious effort that we can't let something like that happen again, because they certainly haven't looked at all like the team that we saw in Miami since then.
Yeah, and some of the practices have been more physical than they were previously in the year.
They've been doing padded practices once a week, and I think that's certainly helped. Romeo Crennel said that he wanted to see swarming. He wanted to see a bunch of guys around the ball, and that would help with tackling. And we've seen that in the stats, too. They've held their last few opponents to under 100 yards rushing per game, and that's been key. So we've seen how tackling has affected being able to stop the run, which is something they really struggled with early on this season.
You brought up Mercilus playing so well, and another thing I think we've liked to see, and we didn't get to see a lot of it, but we did get some of it last week, Clowney being on the field the same time as Mercilus and J.J. Watt. Tell me about this Clowney-Watt dynamic and what we're just kind of maybe scratching the surface of seeing.
I think when you say scratching the surface, that's interesting because, I know he's in his second year, but Clowney hasn't really played a lot, yeah. So I don't know that he and Watt have really been able to get a rhythm or kind of get a rapport together. So it might, I mean, obviously they can still do good things on the field together, but I think once they play more together, it's going to be a lot better when they figure out how each one works and how to work together.
And he's working pretty well, J.J. Watt at least. He was named the Player of the Week defensively in the AFC.
I think they really did well with how they used Clowney coming off the bench. I don't know if that's how it's going to be moving forward, but if they can find a way to keep Whitney Mercilus and Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt on the field at the same time, it makes it really hard for opposing offenses to figure out who to focus on and let that be their problem moving forward, because I think before it always felt like it's either Clowney or Mercilus, and why can't it be both? Like Christy said, Mercilus is having a tremendous few games in this stretch where Clowney was out, and it'd be nice to see him be able to continue that.
Yeah, there was an excellent sitcom in the late 1970s, Three's Company. It all worked out.
Why
Jack
not?
Tripper, it was fun.
Why not?
But let's not go too far into that. All right, we've got much more to get into on this show, but first we go to John Harris with this week's By the Numbers.
9.7. The Texans defense has allowed 9.7 points per contest in the current three-game winning streak. And in the five W's this season, the D has allowed just under 12 points per game. And at 26.4% on third down, that same Texans defense has been stingy with a capital S. Most recently against the Jets, Houston held New York to just 3 of 14 on third down. That came just 6 days after allowing the Bengals to convert 4 of 14 third downs. 9. That's the number of touchdown receptions for DeAndre Hopkins this season, and it ties Andre Johnson's 2009 mark for the most scoring catches in a season, and we still have 6 games to go. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.